So we are continuing our new sermon series. I can say that for a few weeks. Our new sermon series looking at encounters with Jesus in the Gospels, people who meet him in the Gospels. And today we are looking at the story that Jackie read from John chapter 4, where Jesus meets a woman at a well. And throughout this series, we're looking at two key questions. What happens when people meet Jesus? And what can we learn about Jesus from these encounters? So this morning, I'm going to do something a little bit different. We're going to have a slightly different way of doing the sermon today. I'm going to read something that I've written that imagines what it would be like if we met the woman today. And throughout that, I'd like you to be thinking about what happens when she meets Jesus. And then afterwards, we're going to talk to one another about what we can learn about Jesus from that encounter. And we're going to share our ideas together. And then I'm going to talk through a few things. So this is what the woman, who is obviously not named in the Gospels, might say. "I think I saw him before he saw me. I didn't expect anyone to be there. I'd go and collect my water at the time, that time, so that I could avoid people. Most people go in the morning or the evening. That wasn't really an option for me. I was done with the looks and the comments and the whispers in groups. Maybe I brought it upon myself, but they didn't know the whole story. And they never bothered to ask. And I don't think they'd believe me anyway. So I just didn't bother anymore. I thought I was better off just living my life. He looked really tired, sat there on the edge of the well. It was awkward. I could see he wasn't one of us from round here. You don't see many Jews in this part of the world. They tend to go the long way round. The conflict, that's been going on for generations. They say we're unclean, we say they're not welcome, we both think we're right. Sometimes it's got violent, like back in my great-grandfather's day. Today it's just hostility. But I'd never spoken to one before, a Jewish man. Well, men don't speak to women anyway at the well. So I was a bit shocked when he asked me for water. I mean, talking is one thing. Me touching something that he was going to drink from, well, that's a whole other story. And then he started talking to me about God. I guess he was a rabbi or something, which made the whole thing even stranger. And it seemed like he wanted running water, living water. I thought maybe the sun had got to him because we were at a well and there's not any living water here. It's not a stream. You can't get running water from a well. And then he said something about giving me water that meant I didn't get thirsty again. Well, it seemed like it was banter at this point. And I said, why not? I don't like coming to the well anyway. And then it took a turn. He asked me to go and get my husband and come back. I didn't know what to say. Well, that's the whole reason I don't come to the well at this time. I'm done with the questions and the assumptions and the people in my business. I just said it under my breath. I don't have a husband. He heard me and said he already knew. I thought at first he'd been listening to the gossip, but he knew about all of them. It was the way he looked at me. Usually, they look like they want some too, since I seem to be giving it away. Up and down, seeing what I have to offer, but not him. I don't think a man's ever looked at me like that. It was like he saw me, the me inside, the me before it all. There wasn't the usual judgment or entitlement, just acceptance. He knew all about me, but he stayed. I'd worked out that he was a rabbi, but now I realized that perhaps he was a prophet. I didn't want any more personal questions, so I thought I'd distract him with some religious talk. At first, he wasn't backing down from the usual Jewish stuff. We're right, you're wrong, you must go to Jerusalem, and so on. And then it got strange again. He seemed to suggest that none of it really mattered anymore, and that God wasn't here or there, but everywhere. Spirit, he said, and he mentioned truth again. It was all very confusing, and now I was getting tired. So I said about the Messiah, because that's where the real answer is, isn't it? I remembered that when he comes, we'll get all the answers. And then the rabbi prophet guy said the strangest thing. I who speak to you am he. Just then his friends came back. That was weird. Like I said before, I shouldn't have been talking to him, and certainly not on my own. And they seemed a bit concerned about the situation, so I made a move. I don't like making people feel uncomfortable. The walk back home gave me a chance to think about all the man had said. Living water, knowing all about me, spirit and truth, and finally seeming to say that he was the Messiah. It all began to make a sort of sense. So I did something strange myself. When the town got busy later in the day, I started telling people about him. That maybe he was the Messiah, that he'd known things about me. I expected their usual reaction. But no, this time was different. They seemed to believe me and went looking for him themselves. I guess the rest is history. So, have a talk to the people around you. What can we learn about Jesus from his encounter with the woman at the well? Oh, he's going to start with Elijah.
Should I start? That Jesus valued women like no other men, that he didn't shove them away like other men at the time.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, yeah. Rose?
It really confirms the saying in Jeremiah 29, that before we were even knit in our mother's womb, that he knew us.
Amen.
Because he obviously didn't stop with telling the woman that the current man she was living with wasn't her husband, but she has had five previously.
Mm. Thank you. So Jesus accepts her, so he accepts us when we meet with him, and that he knows us. He knows us. He, you know, as God, in his divinity, we see Jesus' humanity and divinity in this passage. We see that he gets tired, that he needs a drink, but we also see that he is God, that he knows, like Rose said, as it says in Jeremiah, he knew us before the beginning of the earth. Thank you. Any more? Delphine at the back. Oh, or Jackie. Okay, I'll run around a bit, love. Delphine's there.
I think the lesson I got from this is when things happen and you look deep enough, you be able to find out that there is more to the story than meets the eye. It actually gave that woman humanity. And so Jesus was able to see beyond what really happened to her. Situations can happen to us that's not really entirely down to our fault. Uh-huh. And the change that brought in the woman, it gave her the confidence to be able to proclaim Jesus to others, thereby bringing more believers to the faith.
Yep. Amen. Valerie? Yeah.
I was just thinking, talking to Anne actually, when you asked that question, and what came to my mind was Jesus is intentional about everything he does. The fact that he was sitting at this well, waiting, literally, means that he was waiting for someone to come along. And this woman who had been an outcast and a social pariah, you know, and unacceptable to other people, all of a sudden got an audience, you know, with someone who she thought was a prophet, who would have, you know, been the first one to sort of cast her out and, you know, throw stones at her, you know, the proverbial stones at her. But Jesus, you know, showed his love, you know, in reaching out to her, making her to realize that, you know, she's worth something, you know, she's, you know, worthy, you know, she's worth something to God, and that God's love reaches out to her, and irrespective of what the other people think about her. And I think that love was what convicted her, you know, as opposed to, you know, the theology, you know, and she was able to go back to her family and say, you know, I met someone who was able to tell me everything I ever did. And I think her testimony was powerful because they knew her before, and then all of a sudden she was trying to talk about this holy person that she'd encountered who didn't cast her out, you know. So that love is quite overwhelming.
Thank you. Cool. Annie?
From this, I'm encouraged, even learn that Jesus take us as we are. He doesn't judge us. He will not judge us because of our wrongs, but he will look into our lives to save us. And he is a real savior. The world may judge us, the people may judge us, but Jesus take us we are. And he want to turn us to the beauty of his own. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay. Carla? Probably stop after Carla.
It's just knowing Jesus, or the acknowledgement of Jesus, grows as we know him. Like first, she thought that he was a rabbi, and then a prophet, and then the Messiah. I think this is like our spiritual life. First, we know Jesus as just somebody that we heard about, and then we start a relationship. That's my learning.
Oh, thank you, Carla. Brilliant. Thank you. So if we move on to the next slide, these were the things that I thought about as I was preparing, and many of them you have said. So we'll just go through. So Jesus crosses a boundary. He'd crossed a boundary to be there in Samaria. That's not where Jewish men often were. I won't go into the history of it all, but yeah, he'd crossed a boundary, and he crosses a boundary again to speak to a woman. Because even if she wasn't Samaritan, he still wouldn't have, it wasn't the done thing for men to speak to women in public like that. Next one. As we said in the family message as well, Jesus knows all about us. Next one. He accepts us, and he accepted her. It changed her. Valerie talked about that, how this encounter changes. So meeting Jesus changes people. It can and it should inspire us to tell other people. Her story shouldn't be a standalone. She wasn't unusual. Our encounters with Christ should inspire us to tell other people. And he isn't interested in religion. He wasn't interested in the, you know, should we worship here, should we worship there, you know, all the history and the conflict between the two peoples. He wasn't interested in religion. He's interested in faith and in relationship. Thank you. So I'm just going to pray now for us all before we sing a song together, which will be How Deep the Father's Love. And we will take up the offering during this. And Bethan, would you mind going and getting Lighthouse during this as well so that they come back as well? Okay. So let me just pray for us together. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for all that we can learn about you. It's one of the ways that we can know you through the scriptures. And we thank you for this story. We thank you for the story of this encounter that you had when you were on earth. And Lord, may we know all the things that that woman learnt that day. May we know your acceptance. May we know your knowledge of us. May we know a change in us from meeting you. May we be inspired to tell others. And may we focus on faith and relationship, not on religion. And may we continue in our individual lives and as a church to cross boundaries to reach people who don't know you yet. In Jesus' name, amen.